MSO News Sports. We're joined by Mike Zukowski, head baseball coach at Lynn Classical High School, entering his ninth season at the helm. And, Mike, you guys had an outstanding year last year. So tell me what the outlook is springing off of last year to this coming season.
Well, you know what? You're right. We ended up last year at 15-7. We lost in the second round of the state tournament to a feisty Concord Carlisle team that beat us by a run. And that majority of that team, those starters, were sophomores last year who actually had started as freshmen. And they will be coming back as juniors. And I think from last year and even the year before when we made the tournament, it's kind of these stepping stones we've made to, you know, hopefully get further in the tournament and be more successful this year. But some of those returning guys are Andrew Mosha, who's been my starting shortstop for the last 2 years, Tyler Way, who's coming back as a league all-star. He's in center field. Herbie Newton has been my number one pitcher for the last 2 years. He's coming back. Matthew Lauria, who actually played three positions last year, will be coming back as my main guy behind the plate. And then we have a few seniors coming back. Andre Gaudet is one of our captains. He's at first base. Brandon Devon is another league all-star who, due to an arm surgery, will be mainly our DH. And then Matthew Stanley, who caught a lot for us last year, will be seeing a lot of time on the mound this year as well as some time in the outfield. But that's our core at this point. We lost some key players. Damian Earp was a captain, played second base. We lost an outfielder in Kyle Morrill and a few other senior leaders that, you know, there are those holes that I have to fill. But so far, it looks like we'll be able to fill those holes, and we'll see how it goes this season.
Well, Mike, as we went through the winter, as a baseball coach, you must be thinking, well, I can't wait to get out on the fields, and then you have a couple of nice weeks of practice, more or less, and now what happened here with this weather? What are you guys thinking now?
Funny you say that, because I think it was last Saturday we scrimmaged Maskinomit, and TJ Burrell and I were standing there talking, and I said, you know what, T, this is, you know, the weather's not great, I mean, but it's better than shoveling the field. Literally shoving the field like we were the year before. Then we got through the first couple weeks. You know, these first 2 weeks were nice. We out a lot more than we were last year. But then all of a sudden today, I can't believe what's going on right now. So I think this is going to keep us in for a couple more days at least. And then we open up on Friday against one of our non-league opponents in Newburyport.
Oh, I got you. Now, Mike, if you were to look at a strength of your – well, how about pitching? Let me go back. Tell me more about your pitching staff, because any team that's going to win and compete has got to have some guys that can pitch. But so who do you have pitching for you?
Well, we have two guys coming back. Herbie Newton, who has been starting for me since his freshman year, he'll be a junior. So he'll be coming back as my number one. Tyler Way, who's my center fielder, was my number two last year, but I don't know if he's going to play such a role on the pitching staff this year. We might keep him in center field and maybe get an inning or two here. But senior Matt Stanley looks to be the front runner to get that number two spot in the rotation. He's been working really hard in the off season. I don't know if it's going to be our opening day or our first league game starter on the mound. We have a few more guys who have come along and thrown really well in the offseason. Sean Dean is a senior who this will be his first full year on varsity. He looks to have developed a nice fastball, curveball. Hopefully my shortstop, Andrew Mosha, will be able to get on the mound throw a little bit for us and be effective. And then there's a few younger guys that we're really looking at to see if they can break into the rotation. But right now I got two solid starters, a third guy who will see a lot of time, whether it's, you know, pitching relief or spots are starting here or there.
Good.
And hopefully filling those other pieces of the puzzle with some of these new guys.
Well, we mentioned right at the beginning, Mike, that that you guys were ranked in that Herald poll, the preseason top 25 poll. Also in that poll from the Northeastern Conference is Danvers. But what teams are you expecting to be strong this year in the Northeastern Conference, at least looking at things preseason-wise?
Well, I mean, I say it every year. You're gonna have teams that are always, you know, the program is strong. And Danvers absolutely is one of those teams. Roger does a great job with that program over there, and they always put out a good product. Same thing, and I know they're not Division II, but in our league, you get the PBDs, who are always good. Mark does a great job as well. Flynn English, again, I know it's not Division II, but they're in our North Division in the league. They're going to be tough. You know, the Northeast Conference is always strong. If you go back into the past years, if you look at the actual MIAA tournament website, and you go into all divisions, there's always Northeast Conference teams making it to those final rounds. And it shows you how strong our league is, and there's no easy game ever on our schedule. So, I mean, besides those teams that I mentioned, we got, you know, the Gloucesters and the Salems and the Winthrops and the Beverleys. Dave Wilbur does a great job over there. He always puts out a good team. It's just, there's no weak spot in our league. It's going to be a game every time we go out there.
No, you're right, and I think that's, you know, a lot of the sports are like that, but baseball, I think you're right to identify that. Over the years, and I go way back, I guess, but in a casual way of looking at the league, but I mean, you look, all those schools you mentioned have had their day when they've been very prominent within Northeast Conference baseball, so you never know what's going to happen, I guess, during the year.
No, you never do. It's always a game, like I said, and you can't never go in thinking, you know, it's a cakewalk or we got an easy W here. It's every team, one through 12 teams in the league, you're always going to get a game.
All right, Mike, last thoughts for me. We're talking with Mike Zukowski, head baseball coach at Lynn Classical High School. Oh, Mike, who's coaching with you this year? I will close out that way. Who's coaching with you this year for Classical?
Well, I have Jeff Waldron's my assistant varsity, along with Ricky Mayette. Jeff has been with me since day one, and it definitely couldn't do this without him and the other coaches. He, you know, a lot of guys might say, you know, it's their program or it's, you know, this is the way I run things. But I'll tell you what, between, you know, Jeff, Ricky, and Greg Rybeck is a new addition on our JV team. He's an ex-player of mine that's coming back and coaching. And Kevin Fitterich is our freshman coach. Without those guys, none of this would be possible. You know, the success that we've had or the program that we've built is I have to give credit to all of them. I mean, it's a team effort, you know, and that goes all the way from, you know, my freshman team to the coaching staff. And I'd publicly like to thank them for all the hard work and dedication they put in with this team. And, you know, as we all know, we don't do this for the money, so they put a lot of time and effort in and spend a lot of time away from their families, but I just want to thank them for all their hard work.
Yeah, you do it for all the adulation, the praise, the bright lights. That's why you do it, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mike Zukowski with us. He's the head baseball coach at Lynn Classical High School here with us on MSONewsSports.com.